Rossini Overture with Charles Dutoit, the Montreal Symphony Orchestra. That was Rossini's Overture to the Italian Girl in Algiers. Stay tuned for Handel, Puccini, and Francois Couperin. Some royal music coming up at about 9:45. But next on KPR, here's a march by Percy Grainger, dished up for piano, the Children's March, Over the Hills and Far Away. When Percy Grainger would turn one of his pieces for band into a piano piece, he would refer to it as dished up for piano. That was Martin Jones doing the dishing of Grainger's Children's March, over the hills and far away, here on KPR. Good morning, Lawrence. Today, partly sunny with a high of only 79 and eastern winds tonight, a few clouds, low of 62. Tomorrow, a little warmer, sunshine and high of 83. Thursday, sunshine, high of 84. And then there's a mention, a 20% chance of showers for Thursday night. And it looks like Friday has a 10% chance, a breath of a chance of a few showers before 7 a.m. It's 71 degrees right now in Lawrence. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. Every dollar makes a difference to KPR. Every gift matters. $5 a month here, $10 there. The occasional $100 a month contribution. That's how it works at KPR. Individual donations from thousands of listeners just like you make up the largest share of our income. That's why your sustaining gift now is so important. Become a sustainer today at KansasPublicRadio.org. That's a Concerto Grosso by Handel, number 5 from Opus 6, played by E. Musici. Good morning. It's about 20 minutes before 10 o'clock. Next, a lovely aria from Tosca by Puccini, now on KPR. Tosca by Puccini. Vissi d'arte, vissi d'amore. I lived on art, I lived on love. We heard the voice of Kiri Tikhonova and the London Philharmonic Orchestra here on KPR. Next is the Smithsonian Chamber Players playing some music for us now that used to be just meant for royalty, but now it belongs to everybody. Here's the Royal Concert Suite No. 1 by Francois Couperin here on KPR. The Smithsonian Chamber Players with a Royal Concert Suite No. 1 by Francois Couperin here on Kansas Public Radio.
City in Kentucky is at the heart of the weight loss drug boom, and it's caused supply shortages for patients who use drugs like Ozempic to treat diabetes or to lose weight.
He checked every pharmacy in a 300-mile radius and just could not find his prescription in stock anywhere.
More from Bowling Green, Kentucky, plus the Democratic National Convention on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Starting at 3 o'clock. Here on KPR for that All Things Considered from NPR. We're live, we're local. We are KPR from KU. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. And KANQ Chanute. We heard the Lawrence Community Orchestra in that last piece we played, the intermezzo from the Carmen Suite by Bizet. And that orchestra is the KPR Spotlight this month, the Lawrence Community Orchestra. Check them out at lawrenceorchestra.org. Support for news next on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at JCCC, presenting Leonardo, a wonderful show about a terrible monster. Friday evening, September 13th. Puppets and songs bring Mo Willems' books to life. Details at jccc.edu/mtc.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corinne.
Want to end the war, but this new proposal put forward last week caters to Netanyahu's demands too much on several key sticking points.
NPR's Kat Lonsdorf reporting from Tel Aviv. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 50 points. The Nasdaq is down 80. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Sony Pictures Classics with Between the Temples, a new comedy starring Jason Schwartzman as a cantor whose world is upended when his grade school music teacher, played by Carol Kane, becomes his new bat mitzvah student. Opens Friday. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio from KU. Jean-Yves Thibaudet playing the Gymnopédie No. 3 by Eric Satie. Next on KPR, piece we haven't played on the radio since 2017. Support for classical music here on Kansas Public Radio comes from Humanities Kansas, welcoming U.S. Poet Laureate Ada Limon to the Salina Arts Center on Thursday, October 17th. Open to the public. Tickets available Tuesday, August 27th. More information at humanitieskansas.org. Well, somehow this great performance with flutist Jean-Pierre Rampal and the Franz Liszt Chamber Orchestra slipped through the cracks here at KPR. Let's revive it now. This is C.P.E. Bach, Flute Concerto in B-flat now on KPR. A fine flute concerto in B-flat by Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, one of J.S. Bach's sons. Janos Rolla, the Franz Liszt Chamber Orchestra, with the great flutist Jean-Pierre Rampal. Next, a piece that Gustav Holst wrote for the girls' school, for which he was teaching the St. Paul's Suite, before we hear three pictures of Hasidic life, Baal Shem by Ernest Bloch, here on KPR. We're live, we're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Here's our new word for the day, Tarangalila. It means all at once, love song, hymn to joy, time, movement, rhythm, life, and death. We'll hear the Tarangalila Symphony by Olivier Messiaen in the next concert from the BBC Proms. Also the world premiere of Anna Klein's The Gorgeous Nothings, written especially for the Proms. It's coming up Friday night at 7, right here on KPR1. Gustav Holst, the English composer, his St. Paul's Suite, Sir Neville Mariner and the strings of the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Good morning. It's about 16 and a half minutes before 11 o'clock. Next hour, we can look forward to Albinoni for two oboes, Mozart, the 36th Symphony, and Claude Debussy. His birthday's this week. He was born August 22nd, 1862. We'll hear the Children's Corner Suite. Lots of great music coming up. Glad we're listening to it together. Here on KPR, I'm Cordelia Brown. Support for this morning's music comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo, Saturday, September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters, all supporting the zoo's conservation initiatives. Tickets at topekazoo.org. Next by Ernest Bloch, this is called Baal Shem for violin solo and orchestra. It's in three movements. It's also called Three Pictures of Hasidic Life, and it's named after the acknowledged 18th century founder of the Hasidic movement, Rabbi Israel ben Eliezer, better known by his acquired name of the Baal Shem Tov, master or holder of a good name or a fine reputation. Joshua Bell is our soloist now on KPR. Some great music by Ernest Bloch on Kansas Public Radio. Baal Shem, three pictures of Hasidic life. David Zinman and the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra with violin soloist Joshua Bell. Written about the 18th century founder of the Hasidic movement, Baal Shem Tov. This is KPR.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep. There are many ways down you can listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us in the morning. Make Morning Edition part of your morning routine. Listen to KPR before classical music starts at 9. The lead-in is all things, or Morning Edition from 5 to 9 here on KPR. Right after the news, we'll have music for two oboes from the Italian Baroque, a symphony that Mozart had to write in a few days because, well, he arrived in Linz, Austria, and they said, Mozart is here, he will write us a symphony. So in a few days, he came up with his symphony number 36. We'll hear that in a little bit, plus the Children's Corner Suite that Claude Debussy wrote for his little daughter. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from FIDPIC, the 43rd annual Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships. It's a family day in Lawrence's South Park featuring traditional acoustic music, competitions, food trucks, Sunday. More at fidpic.org. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News on 59 points. The S&P is off 6 and the NASDAQ has fallen 34 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. Good morning. This is KPR. Maurice Borg and Heinz Holliger, the duo oboists for that Concerto No. 11 by Tommaso Albinoni from Opus 7. Good morning. Next on KPR, a Mozart symphony with kind of a funny story behind it. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo. It'll be Saturday, September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters, all supporting the zoo's conservation initiatives. Tickets at topekazoo.org. In late July of 1783, Mozart and Costanza had been married about a year, and Mozart's father was not that impressed with the union, neither was Mozart's sister Nannerl, but not to the degree of the father accepting Costanza into the bosom of the family. Nannerl went on record as saying Costanza was unsuited to her brother for whatever reasons. Well, anyway, the newlyweds were coming home to Vienna, and they decided to spend several days in Linz, Austria, at the invitation of an old family friend, a count. When we reached the gates of the city, Mozart wrote to his father on October 31st on Halloween, we found a servant waiting there to drive us to the count's, at whose house we are now staying. I really cannot tell you what kindnesses the family is showering on us. On Tuesday, November 4th, there will be a concert in the theater here, and as I have not a single symphony with me, I am writing a new one at breakneck speed. So the first performance of this new symphony has been given the nickname of the Linz, and it took place, and it's now categorized as one of Mozart's five great final symphonies. Here it is, number 36, The Linz, with Franz Brueggen's Orchestra of the 18th Century, for some Mozart this Tuesday morning on KPR. The Symphony number 36 that Mozart wrote in a hurry. He was in Linz, Austria, and they said, well, Mozart's here. He shall do a symphony, have a performance of one of his symphonies. And Mozart hadn't brought any, so he just wrote a new one. That was Mozart's 36th symphony. Franz Brueggen and the Orchestra of the 18th Century on Kansas Public Radio. Next, Paul Crossley, a great Debussy interpreter. Here's something that Claude Debussy wrote for his little daughter, Shushu, the dolls and toys in her corner. This is called The Children's Corner Suite on KPR. Claude Debussy was born this time of year, August 22nd, 1862. That was Debussy's Children's Corner Suite that he wrote for his little daughter, describing the actions and games of the little toys that she kept in her toy corner, with Paul Crossley at the piano. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com. And support for news on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse live in concert, and more this season. Tickets at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center.
Live from NPR.